Time for the latest. In the lunchtime edition, a young man shot dead near Tweedside Road, St. Michael. An elderly St. James shopkeeper perishes in a house fire. The private sector reports brisk sales, especially on appliances, as large crowds turn out for VAT-free day. Police with tasers and dogs summoned to quell disorder among a large unruly crowd outside a supermarket. The COVID-19 emergency management order ends today. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
A brief lull in the gun violence has been shattered in the final few days before Christmas. A young man has been shot dead near Tweedside Road, St. Michael. Our Lorianne Graham Carter reports.
Residents and onlookers are in shock after a man was gunned down on Hills Road just off Tweedside Road, St. Michael. While most are reluctant to talk, others say they only heard a shot and nothing else. Police have cordoned off the area and are directing traffic while maintaining order as the body still is lying covered on the streets. One onlooker says she doesn't know how to feel about the situation.
It's just really shocking, you know, because you're in the community and it's shocking. That's all I could say. I mean, Christmas round the corner. That's all I could say right now. So it's a shock.
Lorianne Graham Carter reporting for Starcom Network News.
Friends and family of an elderly man left shocked and saddened after the Westmoreland shopkeeper died in a house fire in the early hours of this morning, Bernardo Corbin reports.
Police say they received a report of a fire at just after 2 this morning, where a house with a shop attached was destroyed by fire. They were informed by fire personnel that a body was inside the building. The structure housed what was known as Drake's Bar. A woman who identified herself as the victim's daughter, Cheryl Morris, said she got multiple calls that her dad's house was on fire.
This morning, around 2:30, a guy called me, not knowing me, and told me he passed and saw the house on fire. And then some person has called and told us that the house was on fire, but when we get on here, it was too late. He was like trying to get out, but he couldn't get out.
She described him as a caring person. A resident who lives in the Westmoreland area told me she was awakened by the smoke from the fire.
The smell of the smoke and the things that they burning wake me up. I got up with my bed and I was like looking through my house to see what was it. It smelled like actually in the house. I know I miss it real bad. He was a guy that used to make you laugh and help out enough people. Yeah, he was a kind guy.
I am Bernardo Corbin for Starcom Network News.
Huge crowds have turned out at some supermarkets to try to take advantage of VAT-free day with the police, with tasers and dogs, having to be summoned to one location to control the large and rowdy gathering. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, tells Starcom Network News, however, sales have been strong and the day has generally gone smoothly, except for the incident where police had to be called in.
Shopping has been heavy. It has been consistent from the time the retail outlets were open, particularly in the area of supermarkets and in the area of appliances. There have been long lines. So Barbadians are taking advantage of this VAT-free day. It was reported to me that there was an instance where police had to be called in just to control the crowd that was at one location. But apart from that, everything else has gone quite well.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker. And when we return, you will hear of this Pooners Hill, St. Michael location where police intervention was required. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
At the Spooners Hill St. Michael outlet of popular supermarkets, police intervention was required, as we hear from our Ricardo Roberts.
One customer described it as chaos as a large crowd jostled outside Popular Supermarket in Spooners Hill this morning. With the situation having potential to get out of hand, police arrived on the scene armed with tasers, and officers of the K-9 unit assisted in trying to bring order to an infuriated crowd at the entrance of the store. Shoppers came in as early as 5 a.m. to capitalize on the VAT-free holiday, and lines extended to the back of the supermarket. Starcom Network News understands that officers from as far as the Worthing Police Station were called to the scene to assist their colleagues. We spoke with some of the customers who expressed their frustration.
From 5 o'clock, everything they cool, you understand? But I got people that now come and jump right in front here. Here's the space that open. We then say the line, and people come and jump and block up all here, take up trolleys. You understand? It is unfair.
People in the sweater jacket is who drove here early, because the place was cold and the rain was falling. So this is not fair. Police just tell me to stand aside. We heard that you was there, wait in this corner, I'm waiting.
It's unfair, and everybody here jamming in a rush now.
And this one day thing, you see this one day thing is not good. At least 2 days, you know, so that you won't got all these people rushing.
With the rowdy crowd failing to heed police instructions, a senior officer issued a warning via a megaphone.
Now this is totally out of order. You all are right now committing an offense under the laws of Barbados. And as such, the police can use the authority and move every single one of you from here. You are a breach of the Public Order Act. Do you understand that?
We
understand. You need to behave like civilized human beings, civilized people, so that all of us can get what we want and go on our merry way.
The officers were able to restore some order after the warning. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, the scene at Carlton A1 supermarket in Black Rock was quiet, and customers said their shopping went smoothly. Our Tanisha Rockyar reports.
Customers from as early as 6 this morning took advantage of the VAT-free day. They told Starcom Network News shopping went smooth for them. However, some customers felt the public should have been given longer notice of the planned VAT-free day.
We was there about 6 o'clock. I feel good about it. And we come out earlier too.
The only thing is that I find that this last minute Wednesday thing, this could be about 3 more days or 5. But this one day thing, you don't really say much for the poor people, man.
That report from Tanisha Rockyaw. And finally, the Ministry of Health and Wellness has announced that the current COVID-19 Emergency Management Order and its attendant directives will come to an end today. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George has disclosed that after consultation with the Emergency Operations Center, it was agreed that there is no longer a requirement for legislation to guide protocols for prevention and control of COVID-19 in Barbados. This decision was taken, he says, after assessing the local, regional, and international evidence, which was collated over the last 2.5 years. The CMO further stated that the Ministry of Health and Wellness had always promoted personal responsibility as a means of reducing spread and infection, and added that this continues to be a necessary measure. He explained that the most vulnerable groups in the population were persons 65 years and older, and those with non-communicable diseases, as well as other underlying illnesses, and particularly those who are immunocompromised. He added, individuals are reminded to continue to use personal protection, especially if they fall into these categories. And reminded residents that they must be aware that mask wearing, physical distancing, hand sanitization, and vaccination remain appropriate actions to protect themselves. Our top stories, a young man shot dead near Tweedside Road, St. Michael. An elderly St. James shopkeeper perishes in a house fire. The private sector reports brisk sales, especially on appliances, as large crowds turn out for VAT-free day. But police with tasers and dogs summoned to quell disorder among a large unruly crowd outside the supermarket at Spooner's House, St. Michael. And the COVID-19 Emergency Management Order ends today. The Lunchtime Edition. From Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. On behalf of Tanisha Rockyaw, Ricardo Roberts, Leanne Graham Carter, and Bernardo Corbin, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
You can listen to the latest.